As we begin to have a sense of the experience of awareness, whatever our kind of first real touching into that feels like, we may have a tendency to think or kind of land on that as being, oh, that's it. That's the way it feels. That's what I'm supposed to find. That's what I'm supposed to look for. And being aware of awareness. And so that is a habit of our minds. It's a very general habit, I think. We tend to share this, but I'm naming it now because, well, partly for myself, I tied myself into knots looking for it. So much suffering around that. And also what can happen there is that in trying to kind of, you know, step into whatever that experience is that we felt before, we may be missing. In fact, we are missing because we're looking for something else. We're missing how awareness is receiving experience now. And there seem to be different ways it can feel. I named some of them in the meditation. And so if, for instance, kind of the expansive and pervading field experience was your first taste, that can be extremely pleasant, restful kind of quality. If the mind is interested in or is exploring experience in a much more focused way, seeing experience kind of popping in and vanishing, where there's not a kind of feeling of a field, it's more the feeling of just like pop, 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 and there's not even necessarily a feeling of a field in which that popping is happening. It can feel very disconcerting, that kind of experience. And so the mind may feel like this is a problem. I can't find that field. This cannot be possibly the way I'm supposed to, the way the mind is supposed to be present and mindful. And so we make a problem out of it. And so maybe in one situation, in the feeling of the pervading field, perhaps there the mind is interested in and kind of landing in and exploring the similarities of the way mindfulness is between object to object. This kind of feeling of a sense of a similarity of the way awareness meets and knows experience. And in the case of the popping, the mind may be much more interested in understanding impermanence at a very fine level. Interested in seeing the arising and passing of the knowing and and even the mindfulness at times, arising and passing with the experience, with the object. And so if we kind of orient to one thing, this is what it's supposed to feel like, we may miss. We are missing, essentially. When we're searching for something, we're missing what's happening now. And trusting that opening to whatever's happening now, that is our path right now. And, as I've said repeatedly, if we can't be present with what's happening now, if the mindfulness is getting stuck and pulled into its habits and reactivity, then bringing in some of our tools to support balancing the mind.